Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are moving right along here. Giant Eagle Kittapalooza Family Festival, David L. Lawrence Convention Center, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets available now at 937thefan.com. Kids can get fit with the Mat Factory. Meet and greet with local and national MMA fighters. Toss a frisbee with the Pittsburgh Thunderbirds. Meet players from the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Test your skills in the Coach Dave Gray CDG Fantasy Sports Camp. Take a spin on a wheel mill bike course. Play the quarterback challenge with 93.7 The Fan. Matt, are they Pittsburgh Thunderbirds? What are they, a frisbee team or something, an ultimate frisbee team?
An ultimate frisbee team, yes.
Are they professional? They get paid, or is it like a semi-pro? Or
I think it's semi-pro. Okay. It might be professional, but I think semi-pro.
All right, well, there you go. Go meet the Pittsburgh, which one? Go to the Pittsburgh Giant Eagle Kittapalooza, and you can meet and greet the Pittsburgh Thunderbirds and toss frisbee with them. You know, last week when I came here, it was funny. Last week I was talking about how I had become Jung-Ho Gung because I have plantar fasciitis, and I've actually had a few people on Twitter and things and such ask how it's going. I'll say this. Oh, you know, I went to the doctor. Doctor gave me some anti-inflammatory medicine, right, and some stretches to do. It's pretty amazing how much better I feel just in 1 week. It's incredible, actually. Incredible how much better I feel. So, to me, I understand now why it's such a tough injury. But, you know, and I guess the difference is I'm not, you know, running around on my feet all week. But it seems like it's, because it doesn't it seem like when someone has plantar fasciitis, they're out for a while, right? But I guess, you know, it's different, you know, just doing normal daily activity than practicing and all that other stuff. And to me, it just is one of those things where I started to think, well, why can't guys come back quickly? I mean, it feels a lot better. And I think that's the key to me is you feel, you know, it feels a lot better in just a week. So, there you have it. There's my report on my plantar fasciitis. It's gotten better. Now we're going to talk a little bit about this baseball thing. 412-928-9370 is the number. Here's my ultimate. I mean, first of all, this story about buzzing the buzzers under the uniform is maybe the funniest thing I've heard in a long, long time. I mean, first of all, think about if it's true, okay, that Jose Altuve and who was the other guy, Carlos Beltran, I think, were the two that were supposedly had buzzers on, right?
And Alex Bregman and Altuve.
Alec was Altuve and who else?
Bregman.
And Bregman, right? If they truly did have these devices on under their uniform, think about how long this masterminding took to come up with this plan. And again, you know, Major League Baseball has said, we investigated and we didn't find any evidence of this to be, you know, that this happened in 2019, the buzzer thing. But let's just say it did. And let's go, you know, Taco, too, about the banging on the drum thing. The thing that's funny to me is that think about how much time and energy went into trying to come up with all these ideas and these elaborate plans to cheat. Think about that. It's incredible how much time they put into it. It's incredible. And I think that if you look at it from above, you say to yourself, if you'd have put that much time and energy into actually practicing and getting better and studying film the right way, you probably wouldn't have needed to do all this nonsense to try and cheat. But in case you didn't hear the buzzer thing, here it is. CeCe Sabathia raged on his Thursday podcast that the 2017 Astros stole a championship from the Yankees. It's forever in my mind now. In 17, we won the World Series. Another Houston sign-stealing saga played out on social media. Was Jose Altuve wearing an electronic buzzer device inside his shirt when he belted a pennant-winning homer off Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman last October? Compelling video, a mysterious Twitter account, and public player outrage dominated the baseball discussion. And oh yeah, another manager lost his job as MLB's historic storm grew to a Category 5. Carlos Beltran was wiped out by the Mets and Alex Cora, already fired by the Red Sox, as was the Astros' A.J. Hinch. Is bracing for severe punishment by, so let's go back. Carlos Beltran was wiped out by the Mets and Alex Cora, already fired by the Red Sox, as was the Astros' A.J. Hinch. Is bracing for severe punishment by Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Manfred so far has said he wouldn't touch the players. And then on Thursday, a video of Altuve clinging to his jersey began pinging around the web. Now, the big thing, if you haven't seen it, Altuve hits the home run. It's a walk-off. He's running around, basically, and says, you know, and he's puts his hands on his shirt and quickly tells his team, don't rip my shirt off. Then there was a mysterious Twitter account claiming to be Carlos Beltran's niece, alleged Altuve and Alex Bregman wore devices that buzzed inside the uniform to indicate what pitch was coming. It's hilarious to me. Anyway, so that's what you have. It is one of these things, and then Trevor Bauer weighed in, too, and said basically he heard there was multiple players involved in this. So at the end of the day, you had basically a device, some sort of a device in their shirt that apparently buzzed. I'm assuming someone buzzed them like twice for a off-speed pitch, you know, once for a fastball or whatever. Here's my question. 412-928-9370 is the number. Is this really that big of a deal? I mean, people are making this, turning this into something that I don't know that it necessarily is. Guys have been stealing signs in baseball forever. I mean, yeah, to do it electronically, it's a little sleazy. And yeah, they deserve maybe a slap in the wrist, but some people are making this into something that I don't think it really is. I'd like to get your opinion. 412-928-9370. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. We are talking about the Astros cheating scandal. And my question was real simple. Real simple. Are we making a little too much of this? Is it becoming a little bit too overly dramatic about how, you know, serious it actually is? And, you know, I get it, but I just don't know. I don't know that it's that big, as big of a deal as people would like us to believe it is. When you consider teams have been stealing signs forever. I just did see something, though, and it's pretty eye-opening. Let's see if I can find it real quick. It was taking a look at the, here it is, Jose Altuve in the 2017 playoffs. At home, with the banging garbage cans telling him what pitches are coming, he hit .472, 6 home runs, 12 RBI, an OPS of 1.5. On the road, where there weren't any garbage cans being banged on and nobody was tipping him off on the pitches, he hit .143 with 1 home run, 1 RBI, and a .297 OPS. I don't know. Maybe it is important. We'll see. Chris on the cell, get us started, buddy. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. So, I think it is a big deal. I kind of thought at first, like you, it was like the silliest thing I ever heard of. You know, the banging on the garbage cans. But, like, it seems like every couple of days now, it gets a little bit worse.
Yeah.
So that all of a sudden there's a camera now hooked up that they're watching real live and banging on to now possibly being buzzers. Now, I know that the buzzer thing hasn't really been proven yet, but you just mentioned you start looking into the splits, the home and away splits, and it starts feeding into that conspiracy theory really hard that it makes a big difference. And I think a lot of the major league pitchers even came out today and said things along the lines of, you know, we'd rather face Barry Bonds in 2001 than a guy hitting under 200 who knows what I'm about to throw. I think it does make that big of a deal. And I, you know, go back to the steroid era. I was one of them guys that really didn't, it didn't bother me that much. I mean, balls were going a little further, but hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in any sport. And I think Major League Baseball, the way they make the balls themselves, can make it go an extra 25 feet. That's just as good as anyone that's on the juice. I think this is bad, and I think it's going to get worse. I'm interested to see how Manfred really handles it. It looks like he was going to try to kind of cover this up, but there might not be no covering it up at this point.
No, and I think what's starting to happen, too, is the players are starting to feast on them on each other, and I think, you know, over the next couple of weeks and months, I think you're going to start to have more and more players sort of be whistleblowers and speak about what they see.
It, especially the guys that were mainly involved. You dig a little deeper. I saw the numbers with them looking at Kershaw in the playoffs, home and away. And you're talking about, you know, possibly the best pitcher of our generation. With that kind of splits against that team, is again, it feeds into that conspiracy. And every baseball team that heads out on any given night, you know, they're all looking to see if they can get a sign. If another team's willing to give it, they're going to take it. And there's a reason for that. But to get it live, to be able to get something real time and get a little buzz on your shoulder that know the fastball is coming. I mean, that is keying up for major league hitters. It could be proven that won a World Series for them, and that's not good. Have a great weekend, Paul.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely, you're right. It's not good. Let's go to Lou in Neville Island. Hi, Lou.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I think
I, too, think it's a super huge deal, and I think it's the timing of it when he did it. Like a walk-off home run to win the series, I think, against Chapman, and then Girardi doesn't come back, and what's, you know, now is people thinking, you know, Chapman's over the hill. I mean, I just think it's so much more important the moment that they cheated. And if it was a regular season, in which, if you remember a month or so back when it broke, that was the gossip of they never did in the postseason, they couldn't do it. But now if we find out it was the postseason, it's just too important. I mean, I watched live and die with the Yankees. I watched that series, and to know it was fraudulent, and now they have no credibility in Major League Baseball, I think that's what makes it a huge deal is when he did the cheating. And I think that's the biggest difference for me.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but I also think, you know, there's a lot. There's just sign stealing has been a part of baseball forever. Signal stealing has been a part of baseball forever.
Yeah, I hear that side of it. When I hear that, it makes me pause for a second. I hear what you're saying, but and just the amount of success they had in that run, in the stats you quoted from Altuve, it's just too much when you put it all together. Point is, I don't think they would have beat the Yankees without cheating. So, to me, that's a problem. But another side of kind of what you're saying is, how about combating it from the Yankees? How about make it so they can't steal your signs? Figure out a plan so that the other teams can't steal you. It can't be that hard to have a diversion so that the other team can't steal your signs. So, I agree with you on that side of it. It's been going on forever. And, you know, try to fight back a little bit. Maybe you didn't know it was happening, but this rumor's been going on for 3 years now. So, and one final point on Don Kelly, he knew it was going on. They all did. So to me, I would clean break from him. I wouldn't bring him in. I wouldn't want any of this on my, you know, we're going to stink anyway. Why, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't bring Kelly in.
Well, okay. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, that's a tough one for me. Well, that's another discussion, you know, how far do you really want to take all this stuff? Tyler in Pittsburgh. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of a baseball guy you are. I know basketball. But, you know,
baseball is actually my favorite sport, and I covered it for a few years.
Yeah, I mean, playing-wise, I mean, you give an average high school player a tip in exactly what's coming, they're going to have a heck of a lot better chance of hitting the ball. These are the best hitters in the world. It absolutely is a huge deal. You look at the splits. You look at the at-bat against Chapman. He was down, I believe, 1-2 or 2-1. He had just thrown a slider. And if you look at his splits as Chapman's, he rarely throws two sliders in a row. He was sitting on that pitch from the get-go, on his back foot, ready to launch at 400 feet. No hitter in the league would even think that that was coming in that situation. I mean, from a guy that throws 103 miles an hour. It's just, it wouldn't even come into their mind.
Well, but again, I think, you know, guys, teams have, you know, there was a story yesterday, I think it was the 1961 Giants were stealing signals and signs. I think it's been a part of baseball forever.
We used to steal signs in high school. Yeah, that's a different story. If a guy on second base touches his nose, okay, there's, you know, a curveball coming. Again, we're amateur athletes. These are the best hitters in the world. And if, in fact, they do it legally, that's fine. That's part of the game. But the fact that you could have a buzzer on you knowing exactly what's coming, it's just the biggest advantage in any sport, I believe, is knowing what pitch is coming. There's nothing that can top that.
Well, okay, I appreciate the call. I mean, I understand that. But you still got to hit the ball. And again, it seems like really when you take a look at this, just take the outrage and the emotion out of it, okay, and step back for 1 minute. If guys have been stealing signs forever, which they have, teams have found ways to steal signals and signs and all kinds of stuff. They've been doing it forever. I'll give you another example. Where does the line between it's like gamesmanship. Where does that line? Obviously, you start bringing electronic stuff in, then maybe we need to take a look at it. But I, again, I can't get to the level of all this outrage. I'll give you a great example. Chris Archer was on Twitter, you know, the other day going on and on about how, you know, or not going on and on, but he had some tweet about how he's angry about all this. And my buddy pulled up on his phone a photo of Chris Archer, and it's very clear if you just look at his hat and you look down by his belt, it's clear that he's got pine tar or something there. He's out on the mound. Now, is that gamesmanship or is that cheating? It's the same thing. I bet you, I would be willing to bet 80% of the pitchers try and find some way to use some substance to get a better grip or a better stick or whatever on the ball. I bet you it's like 80%. So is that gamesmanship or is that cheating? And so that's where this, to me, and again, it's the same thing with steroids. I can't get that outraged about it. You know, I just can't. Okay, where are we at here? Where's my weather at? Oh, here it is. Here's my weather. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. In McMurray, drive the car or truck of your dreams with great deals. Saturday, wintry mix, high of 43. Saturday night, low of 22. 412-928-9370 is the number. We are talking about the scandal of cheating and in baseball, and obviously it's an issue, but I don't know if it's as big of a deal as some people would like us to believe it is. Maybe, just maybe, you know, it is. Maybe you just need to convince me. Okay, it's 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We're talking about cheating in baseball. And it's funny, like I said, somebody on social media is all bent out of shape because I just threw in the thing about using pine tar, you know, pitchers using pine tar to try and get a grip, you know. And I'm telling you, I say it all the time, it's the same thing. I mean, if you think about it, right, your objection to this whole thing, if you're angry and rankled about this whole thing with the cheating, okay, the signaling, sign signaling and stuff, it's because they got in technology involved. That's really what it is. Because teams steal signs all the time. I mean, you know, if it was really interesting, you should go look for it. Tim Benz from the Tribune Review does a podcast. And on today's podcast, he talked to Kevin Smith. Now, you know, Pitt fans know Kevin Smith as a quarterback from, it'd have been about 2007, right around that time. He was from Seneca Valley. If you remember, he was a ridiculously good athlete. You know, really athletic kid, strong kid. But he only played quarterback maybe like 10 games at Seneca Valley his entire career. And they were, at that time, awful. So he spent most of his time just running for his life. But he's a big, strong kid with a really good arm. And so Dave Wonstadt and company took a shot at him. Said, hey, he's a project, but with his physical tools, he could become something pretty good if we work with him. Well, one of the things that happened was Bill Stahl got hurt. Pat Bostic was supposed to be the backup, but he had left training camp. So Kevin Smith got thrown, sort of thrust into the starting role, and he really wasn't ready. So, you know, he struggled. But the reality is he was also, I think even before he got here, he was drafted for baseball. He's a catcher. Well, I think he played his 3 or 4 years or whatever he did at Pitt, but then he decided to play baseball. It was a good move, too, because he's played in the major leagues for like 7 or 8 years now or whatever. Played for the White Sox for a bunch of years and then went to Anaheim and then went to now he's with Tampa. But anyway, if you look at the videos that we see of the banging drums, the, you know, from the World Series. I think it's Evan Gaddis's at bat. No, it's not the World Series. I'm sorry, but it's that season. Evan Gaddis is at bat, and Farquhar is on the mound, right? And you see the at bat progressing, and Gaddis is on every one of their hits. And the thing is, you can hear, if you, you know, listen to the broadcast of that and you watch the video, it's on, they're online everywhere. You should be able to see it. You know, but Kevin Smith was the catcher in this situation. But the thing is, if you watch those videos, you can hear the drums banging. Or I'm sorry, the garbage cans banging. And what's funny is, after, you know, a number of pitches, Farquhar is actually on the mound getting ready to throw another one. And he hears the banging drums, I think, or the garbage can, because he steps off the mound, calls Kevin Smith out, and they switch things up. And they go back onto the mound, and they, you know, they throw a pitch and they strike out Gaddis. It's, you know, it's not even, he's not even close. And so anyway, Kevin Smith has sort of been, you know, a big part of this, because he's one of the guys who is actually involved in, you know, catching and being on the field when the Astros were doing this nonsense, you know. But he talked about the fact, he, you know, if there's guys on base, they have to use different signals. Because if they don't, the guys on base will pick them up and, you know, will signal to back to the batter. And that, you know, there's guys that are always trying to figure out what is their signals. And the fact that, you know, they've got to use fake signals and this and that and the other thing to try and throw the other person off. But he said, you know, the video is taking it another step. And I agree, it is taking it another step. But my point is, you already do that in that sport. So while there has to be some discipline and some consequences, and there has to be some issues, because you can't have guys using, you know, the buzzer machines or stealing the video, you know, using the live feed to their advantage, it's really not that much different than the gamesmanship that goes on all the time. And so, I think that really, if you really, really get down to it, that's why I have a hard time with all of this outrage that everyone has. Like, this is like shaking baseball forever. Seriously. I just don't see it like that. I think it's something that needs to be addressed. Okay. I think obviously when you look at the splits of these guys, home and away, it clearly was an advantage. And I'll give you a great example. I gave you Altuve's numbers, right? But let me see. I just saw this real quick. Here it is right here. In the 2017 playoffs, McCann was hit 300 at home, hit .037 on the road. Correa, 371 at home, 211 on the road. Altuve, 472, 143. So, it's just going to be one of these things where, you know, I know why people are upset about it, but I just think that a lot of it is over the top just because signal stealing is a part of the game. That's really where it comes down to for me. And, you know, I'm glad that they decided not to, you know, take away, you know, the Astros World Series or the Red Sox World Series. I mean, to me, it's, you know, it's really, to me, I hate that more than anything. And that's just it. It is so important. So important to really kind of take and examine how big this scandal is versus how big it's being made out to be. Again, you don't want guys using buzzers and video things. You know, there's a lot of reasons why. I get it. There are some things that, you know, crossed the line and needed to be dealt with. But again, I'm going to say it one more time. Signal stealing is a part of the game. It always has been. There are, you know, discussions about teams in the 60s and the 50s who were stealing signals. You know, it's not new by any stretch of the imagination at all. It's one of these things where if you take a look at it, It's really, really, really what people are upset about, I think, is because they got the electronic devices involved, right? That's really what it comes down to. Once you get the electronic devices, oh, no, we can't do that. One of the interesting things Kevin Smith said, though, in that podcast, which I thought was really interesting, was, they changed the rules after 2018 where there's no live feeds anymore inside the dugout or in the clubhouse or in the video room. Everything is on a delay now. And Major League Baseball had people in the clubhouses during the games in around the clubhouses, had them in there basically to monitor this kind of stuff and make sure that it wasn't going on. And so, you know, it's really now like you go in there and all the video stuff, it's all on delay. There are no live feeds. And, you know, so they're trying to do the best they can do. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If there's somebody willing to try and hook up some sort of device, okay, some sort of a device that has, you know, a buzzer involved in it where somebody can buzz you under your uniform, okay, I got to be honest with you. If someone's got that kind of time, it's only a matter of time before they're going to figure out how to beat whatever safeguards are put in place now. That's the thing about it. That's the thing about all of this stuff. These people, these, you know, in baseball, that's what they seem to do, isn't it? They try and find ways to, that's why I call it gamesmanship. I think it really is 100% just sort of, you know, trying to, you know, live in the gray areas. So, and again, I don't necessarily condone it. I do think there should be some penalties. But, you know, to hear some people talk, you know, this is like, you know, this is some sort of life or death, you know, national security that's going on, you know, that's in jeopardy. And I just think that's silly. Anyway, I got to get to a break. 412-928-9370. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan of Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7, The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington. And in the North Hills, it's one of the biggest food and drink tasting events in the region. Eat Drink Pittsburgh, presented by Heffron Tillotson, is Thursday, February 20th. From 6 to 9 at Rivers Casino, we're partnering with restaurants and establishments from around the burg so you can try the best bites. Plus amazing samples from wines, beer, liquors from Pittsburgh and beyond. Visit 937thefan.com. Now, for all the details, ticketing info, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. One of the things that is interesting about this cheating scandal is that Rob Manfred has not disciplined any players for it. In fact, he gave them all immunity. Now, I know that Carlos Beltran, you know, removed himself from the hunt to be the manager of the Red Sox, the Mets. But for the most part, you know, the players have been left alone, which I have a hard time believing that's going to continue. I think there are going to be some suspensions out of this, especially if it continues to grow the way that it's grown. But here's what I don't really think, and I think a lot of people don't understand that I really don't believe baseball wants, they really don't want to get, they want this off off of our radar as soon as possible. They want to get rid of it. So they don't want to drag it out and prolong with a bunch of, you know, hearings and suspensions for players and all this other stuff. That's why the last few days have been interesting, because so many different things have come out. And baseball is really, you can tell, kicking and screaming. And that's just it. They don't necessarily want to get dragged too much into this. They know they have to, you know, they have a big problem, perception-wise. But I would be willing to bet that they don't really care nearly as much as we think they're supposed to. When you look at it, they don't care nearly as much as we think they're supposed to. I think they want it to go away. And they really want to just sort of sweep it under the channel. I mean, sweep it under the bed or sweep it under the rug and have people, you know, change the channel when they hear about it. They just don't, it's not something they want. It's just crazy to me that, you know, there are so many different tentacles type to this thing. But again, when we talk about cheating, you know, I know that, for instance, the Patriots, I know people lose their minds, and yes, there's reason to wonder what's going on with the Patriots, but at the end of the day, you know, people steal signals in that sport too. Have the Patriots taken it to another level? Yeah, they have. But people steal sports signals in that sport too. You know, I think one of the dumber things was the whole Deflategate. I don't think that was relevant at all. I don't, to be honest. But it does, you know, fit into the narrative that they're always looking for an edge. And so the NFL, I think, to be honest, is probably a better idea about how to handle it than baseball does. Because the NFL did fine the Patriots, but they didn't make a big ordeal out of the whole thing. There wasn't all of these heads rolling and everything else. They basically said, yeah, what they did was wrong, but it is, you know, it isn't the worst thing that we've ever seen. It's not like, you know, they were abusing somebody, or there was, you know, some sort of, you know, mental or physical or whatever abuse going on. It wasn't like there were safety issues. They just basically were in the stands filming signals, or in the press box, or wherever they were. So on this one, I think football probably has it a little bit better than baseball in terms of how you handle something like this. You know, now in football, steroids has been handled away, but they basically have just completely, you know, swept it under the rug and acted as if it never happened in football. And in baseball, same thing. There's been an outrage about it. But the reality is, if it wasn't for perception publicly, and the fact that there's so many people who, you know, love baseball that were upset about steroids, I think Major League Baseball probably doesn't care about it. In fact, steroids helps the game in some ways. If you remember coming out of that strike, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire hitting home runs really went a long way to bringing people back to baseball. And the funny thing is, there are some people who act like, you know, they had no idea there was something fishy going on. When these guys like Brady Anderson, who, you know, could barely hit the ball out of the infield, one year decides to wake up and has 50 home runs, you knew there was stuff going on, but nobody wanted to say that. And I bet you it's the same thing here. It's taken three or four years for this to come out or whatever. And the reason is because I don't think they really want to deal with it. I don't think they really see it as that big of a deal. Other than now that there are sports books everywhere, they have to make sure that they... The integrity of the game, so to speak, is preserved. So, to me, the outrage I understand. I just don't know that's necessarily, I just don't know that necessarily outrage is warranted in many ways. Because, again, I think it's something that goes on and has gone on in baseball for a long, long time. 412-928-9370 is the number. We're brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. We're brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's, the home of 60-cent wings Monday through Thursday. It's the home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Let's see. I just saw something come across the ticker on this thing that we're talking about, by the way. And it's kind of interesting. What's his name? Tony La Russa, who was hired as a special advisor for the Los Angeles Angels. He apparently... Now has been implicated as a cheater. You remember Jack McDowell? If you remember him, the pitcher Jack McDowell, he was always a little eccentric. Jack McDowell said that Tony La Russa used to have an elaborate system for cheating. Here's my thing. Would it shock anybody if Tony La Russa was involved in something unsavory like that?
Nope.
Here you go. Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa fired back Friday at Jack McDowell after the former Cy Young winner alleged that La Russa used an elaborate sign-stealing system at Comiskey Park during his time with the White Sox. My question is this. Was he ever on our team? He was never on our team. McDowell made his Major League debut in 1987, a year after La Russa had been fired by the White Sox. But the pitcher in a radio appearance Friday in Charlotte described the system that he said was installed by La Russa. La Russa managed the White Sox from 1979 to 86 when they played at the old Comiskey Park. Told that McDowell didn't claim to have played for La Russa, the manager said, he can talk all he wants. He doesn't know how we played the game. He should talk to our teammates. That's what he should do. McDowell outlined a scheme that involved a camera, a switch in the manager's office, and a light on a Gatorade sign in the old Comiskey Park's center field. We had a system in the old Comiskey Park in the late 1980s, McDowell said. The Gatorade sign out in center had a light. There was a toggle switch in the manager's office, and a camera zoomed in on the catcher. Never said anything about the old system we had because once we got to New Comiskey in 1991, I didn't know if it was there or not, said McDowell. There were rumors that we had one, but it wasn't out there as the first one was there. They forced the pitcher who was pitching the next day to go in there and flip the toggle switch and stuff. Oh, boy. I'm going to whistleblow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap. There was that. Tony La Russa is the one who put it in. He's still in the game making $500,000, you know. No one is going to go after that. It's just the stuff is getting old where they target certain guys and let other people off the hook. As I've said many times, these people are all going to start feasting on each other. They really are. This kind of stuff is going to get out of control, and this is exactly what baseball wanted to avoid. And, you know, apparently there was a lot of discussions about these things quietly, you know, behind the scenes, about all of this stuff. And baseball sort of swept it under the rug. They didn't want to deal with it. That's why. They don't want it coming out. And here, and this is another example. And you had yesterday, you know, Scott Brosius' kid talking about Mike Trout doing HGH. I mean, these things are happening. It's only going to get worse. They don't want that. They don't. What they want is this to be nice and quiet and tidy and go away. That's what they want. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can say whatever you want to say here, but at the end of the day, they really, really, really don't want this to continue and go long into, you know, April and May, because the more it happens, the more of these stories that are going to come out where it's just going to be a black eye on the league. And guys like a Tony La Russa, who are, you know, among the more respected whatever guys that are out there, guess what? They are going to all come into question here. That's it. And, unless they can get this under control. So, you know, I assure you, they do not want this to continue. They don't want it to be a thing of where we continue to talk about it. It continues to go on. And, you know, all of that stuff that has, you know, we've already seen that's starting to happen, they don't want any of it. So, to me, you know, when you look at it, it's got to be really a situation of where they come to a point that they can sweep it all under the rug and make it go away. But, again, I really, really believe that, you know, the whole thing is all 100%, way overblown in terms of its importance and what's going on. Some players are tired of it, right? They really are. I'm sure they are. But, you know, reality is they're not going to be, you know, in a place where they're so tired of it. Because they all know they could be on a team someday where guys do as much cheating as what's been going on. And also, they probably have been on teams where guys were cheating. So, yeah. I really just don't think that this is that big of a deal that we have to have as much outrage as we've had. It's a thing of where you've got to just sort of put it in perspective where, you know what, guys have been stealing signals forever. The only difference now is they're using electronic devices, and it sounds like Tony La Russa, back when he was with the White Sox, might have been using electronic devices back then too. You know, the whole thing with the toggle switch and the light on the scoreboard and all that stuff. That, that's one of the things that Kevin Smith, you know, who was on the podcast with Tim Benz, that's one of the things he said. Something about a light on the scoreboard. It's kind of funny, really. But anyway, we've got to get to a break here. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370, Edgar Snyder & Associates. Remind you to text responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.